Joined now by Danny West of HogSports.com. Danny, good afternoon. How are things up in Fayetteville?
Everything's good, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
We're doing all right. Obviously, a week off last week for spring break. The Razorbacks back on the practice field yesterday. What did Coach Chaney have to say after practice yesterday?
Well, he felt like it. I thought he was a little bit surprised that they did so well yesterday. You know, normally coming out of a spring break, you're going to have some miscues, you're going to have turnovers and footballs on the ground, but they really didn't have a whole lot of that yesterday. Pretty clean practice, so he was pretty excited about that. But, you know, it's still early on. They're back at it again tomorrow, and then Saturday they're going to scrimmage, so we'll be able to see quite a bit more of them with our own eyes, so maybe we'll get a better opinion of them. But yesterday was a good practice, according to Jim.
We've had four people on the live fan feedback, some callers call in about Alex Collins. Apparently there's a lot of rumors going on, if it's a poor attitude, if it's not happy with his situation up there. I don't know. I don't see why he wouldn't be happy. But what can you give us, I guess, the latest on Alex Collins?
Yeah, Alex is going to be fine. You know, I hear all the rumors that he's, you know, fighting with the coaches, fighting with Jonathan Williams, all these different things. I can tell you with 101% certainty, none of that is true. Alex is going to be fine. They are trying to light a fire under him. You know, he does have some work to do. He needs to be more dedicated, needs to show some more intensity. But they feel like he's correct in those things and that he's going to be fine. He's currently kind of splitting the reps up between second team, third team. So, they're definitely trying to light a fire under his butt right now, and I think they're going to end up doing that. So nothing to freak out about, in my opinion. I think Alex will be fine.
1-800-477-1037, 433-1037. If you have a question for Danny West, we've got him till the bottom of the hour. You can also send us some Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. Let's head to Lance in England. Lance, welcome to Overtime.
What's up, guys? Y'all doing all right?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you. How are you, Danny?
Hey, good, bud. You?
Hey, good. Thank you. Hey, the reason I called is, what's this I hear about the big kid from Justin City might be moving up towards Central Arkansas?
Yeah, it's an interesting development. It hasn't happened yet. Jamario Bell from Junction City is going into his senior year. Obviously a big-time four-star prospect, already committed to Arkansas, and just a really good athlete. He tweeted out last week that he's considering a move to North Little Rock High School, and that would obviously be a big loss for Coach Carpenter down at JC, but another huge addition for North Little Rock if it happens. And as of right now, if I had to guess, I think it will happen. Just a matter of time. Unless something changes, I do expect that to happen. And let me say this, DJ Brown from Little Rock Catholic, he just transferred to North Little Rock too. And when we see this, you always hear people say, oh, they got to be recruiting. In my opinion, I don't think there's anything illegal going on here. I think what you're seeing is a group of guys who are friends. You know, these guys spend a lot of time together, AAU camps, unofficial visits. They've gotten to know each other. It's not like it was back in the day when we didn't have Twitter and Instagram and all this stuff. Kids actually know people outside of their hometown, and they're friends with these kids. And when you've got that, and they're all big-time athletes, at some point they have a conversation and they say, well, wouldn't it be cool if we all played for the same team? And what better place to do it at North Little Rock? That's kind of the cool place to be right now. So you may see some of them go up there and try to team up and dominate.
Well, it'd be like the Miami three coming together then, wouldn't it?
It's the same mentality as the Miami Heat.
Hey, I don't think it's recruiting either. I mean, I'll say let the kids go where they want to go, you know?
It's hard for me to disagree with.
Yeah, to an extent, yes.
You can't just have free reign.
Thanks for taking my call, fellas. Y'all take it easy.
Thank you, Lance. Appreciate it. You do the same.
Danny, I wanted to ask you about Rafe Peavy and then the quarterback situation up there. Not only Rafe Peavy and the quarterbacks, but then also the other few that are up there a little early.
Yeah. Well, I'll start with Rafe. Matt, I think right now they're trying to be patient with Rafe. You know, he's at number five on the depth chart. It's still very early. You know, they've only had four practices now. So time will tell, but I think they're trying to be very careful and not, and just kind of let him grow into it and have enough time to not be pressured and say, hey, we've got to have you at this point by this time. Let him learn at his own pace, you know, pick up the offense in his, and at his pace, and then go from there. But right now they're just kind of being patient with him. He has looked good. You know, I talk to the players, and they all say, hey, that guy's really going to be good in time. But the staff will tell you we're going to give him enough time. I think they know it will pay off if they're patient with it.
And that's smart. It's tough. Even if you look at Jameis Winston, who I would say if he's healthy, he's the number one overall pick next year in the draft. He redshirted. Johnny Manziel, a guy that wins the Heisman, he redshirted. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. I know as fans, you want to see him play, especially if he's talented, sure. But sometimes you're right. Mentally, it might be better to redshirt.
And that's, again, it's an awful big jump from Bolivar High School, a little 4A high school in South Missouri, to the SEC. And, you know, truth be known, he should still be in high school right now. You know, he came in early, so if I could tell the fans anything, just be patient with Rafe. Don't rush him. He's going to be a good one.
Danny, what getting into practice tomorrow after coming off of practice yesterday after the break and then getting into that scrimmage, what are the coaches looking for when they hit the practice field tomorrow to prepare for that scrimmage that they're going to have on Saturday?
Well, I think throughout spring they're just trying to get better throwing the football. You know, they were not a good passing team last year, and I think a lot of what you see this spring is them just trying to make improvements in the passing game. And with every day that goes by, they want to get a little bit better. So, you know, we talk so much about quarterbacks and the quarterback play last year with Brandon Allen. And was he injured? Was he not injured? But we never talk about the wide receivers. And in my opinion, I don't think that was a very good wide receivers group last year. And to me, it's amazing how much a good wide receivers group can make a quarterback better, especially a young quarterback. So you're kind of looking for guys to step up at receiver right now. You know what you got with Keon Hatcher. Jared Cornelius is a freshman they keep talking about. Cody Hollister, a junior college guy who's up here early. So maybe a couple of those guys can step up and help that group out.
What about the O-line, losing a center and the anchor of that O-line, and we had the two true freshmen starting late in the year in Dan Skipper and Denver Kirkland, and they were both starting at guards. Have they moved yet as far as Skipper to a tackle and who looks like to be that starting five offensive line?
Yeah, right now your starting offensive line goes from left to right. Left tackle's Dan Skipper. Actually, yesterday we found out that Mitch Smothers, I think he's a junior now, redshirt junior maybe, he's actually the starter at left guard. You got Grady Allison right behind him at left guard. At center, Luke Charpentier, you know, he's got a little bit of experience. He's a smart guy. It's not going to be easy to fill Travis Swanson's shoes, but they feel good about the progress he's making. Cordell Boyd is probably right behind him at center. You've got some guys coming in, Sebastian Tertola, Frank Ragnow. They may mix that center spot up a little bit this fall. But right guard, Bray Cook. Oh, I'm sorry. Denver Kirkland at right guard, and then Bray Cook at right tackle right now.
Let's head to KC in Greenbrier. KC, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Afternoon, guys. I got two things. One, Matt, if there's any way, we love hearing you every afternoon. Don't get it twisted. But I love watching you on the football field. Me being a big Raiders fan, we missed out on a big signing with D-Jax. I think you need to try to go up there, work with them, show them wideouts what it's all about. You still got the speed. I think you can hang with them because I've seen what you've done in Jacksonville.
Well, I appreciate it.
Second thing, Danny, yesterday on drive time, a fella called in, and maybe hopefully he's listening. He can call in and maybe elaborate more on it, but he was talking about a corner for Pulaski Robinson, and he was just talking him up, and I was wanting to know if you knew of anything about it, and if you could you elaborate on that? Because I think he's going to be a senior this coming up season. If you know of anything, he was talking about being real fast, running like a 4.6.
Was it Tredrick Dunn or something?
Yeah.
Was that him?
Something like that. And I'll hang up and listen to see what y'all got to say about it.
Thank you, KC.
You know what? Trey Biddy at yesterday's press conference, he told me about a kid I need to look for. So I haven't done my research on him yet, but it's not a name I've been familiar with yet. So I'm going to have to research him and find out what's going on with his recruitment.
All right. Sounds good. Let's move to Donald in Bryant. Donald, welcome to Overtime. Hello, Donald. I guess Donald's gone. Maybe let's try. Nope, he is gone. Okay. Let's see. This from David in Little Rock on our Keith Lee Service Company Live fan feedback. By looking at A. Collins' tweets, he's having more fun hanging with females, if you could say. I guess that's the easy way to put it. Obviously, spring break was just last week.
Right. And they go off somewhere. You get away.
I mean,
I haven't seen the tweets, though.
I haven't either, but that's just on the Keith Lee Service Company Live fan feedback.
Hey, I can tell you this, guys, about Alex. He's a guy. He's got a big personality. He puts himself out there a lot, and there's nothing wrong with that. He's not doing anything illegal. But when you're out there as much as he is, and what I mean by out there is being in the public, you know, running with the students, the general student population, if you will, when you're out there as much as he is, you're an easy target. So anytime something like this comes up with his attitude not being where it should be, they're going to, you know, rumors will fly. But, again, I'll go back. I'll say again that I think Alex is going to be fine.
Let's try Donald and Bryant. Donald.
Hey, Trey, I just want to call and say congrats on the ASGA win.
Thank you.
Does that qualify you to take Tiger spot now?
I could only wish.
No, I was just curious. What was your winning scores out there is all I was wanting to know. Thank you, man.
All right, thanks. 73-73. So,
and that's at Hurricane?
Appreciate it. That was at Hurricane a week ago this past weekend.
Yeah.
So, thanks. Appreciate the call, Donald. Danny, basketball recruiting. Any news on that front? Will there be some addition by subtraction with the basketball program coming up here in the near future?
That's a very good question, and I'll say right now it doesn't appear to be any movement going on, but you never know. Sometimes it does take a few weeks after the season, but right now I did a little digging yesterday, and the person I spoke with said they do not anticipate any movement. We'll see what happens, but, you know, you've got three guys that you've already signed. You signed them in November. You got another commitment from Jabril Durham. He hasn't signed yet, but will here in about 12, 13 days he's going to sign. So that brings in four, and now you're even on the roster, so it would take some movement to be able to bring in a fifth guy.
And, Danny, totally unrelated, the Final Four, how's your bracket doing? Who do you like in the Final Four?
Who knows at this point? My bracket's terrible. I'll use this opportunity to give a shout-out to my wife. She was in a pool of about 120 people, and she is currently ranked number one. So
nice.
I'm proud of her.
Very good.
Yeah. I think I had one Final Four team or something. Yeah, it was kind of bad.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
Well, no, you're not. It's just picking the wins and losses and who wins what game and not. I mean, it's all luck. It's all a crapshoot when it comes down to this. They could have lost the very first game, and here they are in the Final Four.
Yep.
That game goes into overtime, and here they are in the Final Four. Danny, who are some of the hot targets for Brett Bielema and the Razorbacks moving forward in that 2015 class? Besides the ones that are already there, the tie stories, and so on and so forth.
A lot of in-state kids. They're still in on Chris Warren. He's a big-time running back out of Rockwall, Texas, big-time four-star kid. He's already been up here just going through some names. I'll skip over the in-state guys for now since we've talked about them so much, but there's a whole bunch of in-state guys who are really high on their board. Looking at tight end, Hale Hentges from Jefferson City, Missouri. He's a big-time kid. Just visited Alabama. He's got offers from Ohio State and everybody, but Arkansas is still pretty high on his list. Darian Daniels from down in Dallas, big-time defensive tackle prospect that I saw down at the Rivals camp. Really impressed with him. The list goes on and on. They've got a kid coming in from Olathe, Kansas this weekend, big tight end prospect. They haven't offered him yet, but I would anticipate them offering him. His name is Joshua Moore, so keep an eye on him this week, yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Danny, we appreciate the time today, and obviously we're going to have you back on Friday to give us another spring practice update and get ready for the spring game on Saturday, or the spring scrimmage, the first scrimmage of spring on Saturday.
Sounds good. I'll be looking forward to it.